Baruch Hashem, it is day number 330 of our daily study of Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. And in the three chapters a day study track of Mishneh Torah, we are continuing Hilchos Mamrim, chapters 4, 5, and 6. Now, we discussed yesterday the Zokin Mamre. The Zokin Mamre is a rebellious sage who sort of goes rogue against the Sanhedrin, against the High Court. The Rambam groups in this, Mamrim is plural. Mamrim means rebels. So he groups together the Zokin Mamre with some other rebels. Zokin Mamre makes sense why it's here in Sefer Shoftim, which is the Book of Judges. We were just, remember our previous section of Halachas was about the Sanhedrin, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Ha'inchin Mamasurin Lehem. So we're talking about the High Court, and then we talk about the Zokin Mamre, who's a sage who rebels against the High Court. So sort of in that context, now we talk about a different type of rebellion. It doesn't have to do with the High Court, so it might seem a little bit out of place here, but I'm just explaining to you why it comes up at this point. And it's one of the Ten Commandments, actually, honoring your parents. Okay, so where was the Rambam going to put honoring your parents in Mishneh Torah? Mishneh Torah deals with the entirety of Jewish law. So it's got to belong somewhere. Okay, this is where it belongs. This is where it goes. So here we go. We have a bunch of mitzvahs that all have to do with honoring your parents. Negative commandment 318. It is forbidden to curse one's parent, even after their passing. And we've actually mentioned this mitzvah previously when we said it's forbidden to curse a judge, it's forbidden to curse a Nasi, the leader of the Jewish people, it's forbidden to curse any fellow Jew. And remember we said, well, what if there's a guy whose father is the Nasi and he curses him? And we said, well, that's a quadruple transgression, right? Is that right? Curses a fellow Jew who is a judge, who is a Nasi, who is his father. All right, so we alluded to this prohibition. And I said we would come to this in the coming days, and now here we are. Okay, negative commandment 319 is the prohibition against hitting a parent, physically striking them. Okay, next. Positive commandment 218 is to honor one's parents. The famous kibud of the aim. Chabed es avicha ve es imecha. All right, so we translate this word as honor. Honor is obviously an abstract concept. So how do we codify this as a halacha, as something that governs behaviors? So as our sages say, what constitutes honor is that you give them food and drink, you clothe them and cover them, you help bring them inside and bring them outside, meaning help if they need assistance getting around. That's called honor. In other words, let's put it like this. It's a proactive thing. It's the positive things that you do for them to show that you care. I guess that's the way that I would put it. In contrast with positive commandment 211, our next, and it's our final mitzvah for today. Positive 211 is, I'll translate it as to revere our parents, as opposed to honor. There's honor, and then there's revere. The word in Hebrew, it's actually from Vayikra Yud Tes Gimel of Leviticus 19:3. Ish imay va'aviv tira'u. One should fear, revere, hold in reverence, in awe, one's mother and father. So that's a different mitzvah. What does that mean, to revere one's parents? So I'll put it like this. This is not a negative commandment, so I just want to make sure this is clear. It's a positive commandment, but it's more like the things that you don't do. And that's what our sages say. What constitutes yira? Don't sit in their seat. Don't answer instead of them. Like if they're supposed to speak, you don't jump in. Don't contradict them. Don't say, oh, no, that's not right. That's incorrect. So kovod, honor, is more like the positive things you do for them. Yira, reverence, is the way that you contain yourself to not do anything that would be out of line or disrespectful toward them. Okay, those are our mitzvahs for today. We'll see you for more tomorrow, God willing, with more of the rebels, more of the mamonim.